Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The winner of the Primus Ikalinen International Accordion Championships in Finland this past June was...
Corey!
...24-year-old Rhode Island native Corey Pesaturo, making his first appearance at the Primus, won with selections like this one. That's Caravan, composed by Juan Tizol, made popular by Duke Ellington, and arranged here by Corey Pesaturo, a newcomer to this acoustic championship, but no stranger to international and digital competition. Oh yes, there is a big difference. In the fall of 2009, Corey won the World Digital Accordion Championship in New Zealand, competing with a Roland digital accordion, which adds the computer technology of the synthesizer to the bellows and keyboard of traditional accordion. Corey's been playing accordion professionally since he was 11. Yes, he was laughed off the show America's Got Talent by panelist David Hasselhoff, but what does he know? Corey trained at the New England Conservatory of Music here in Boston. He's released 2 CDs, played the White House, and as the Boston Globe has said, if anyone can confer sex appeal on the accordion, it's Corey. We concur. Corey Pesaturo visited our studios last year to demonstrate the possibilities of the digital accordion. People feel that they might know, you know, the polka from Lawrence Welk or Piazzolla's wonderful tangos or, you know, some other accordion sounds. Could you just go through some of the different classical sounds and then we'll get more even of the sounds that you get beyond the well-known sounds? Just go through some sounds for us.
All right. So we'll start with a French thing.
Okay.
A little French thing.
Gorgeous.
Now we'll go to a polka thing.
And what are you doing there? You're hitting some buttons there.
Yeah, just going through different, there's many, many different sets and patches that you have. And then you can make your own, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody rolled the bell. Okay.
Well, now give me a sound that's completely unique to this digital accordion, something that doesn't...
All right. What I can... This is nice because I'll do... It's kind of an Italian piece, many people know, but with all the different switches on here, it's not going to sound like a normal accordion.
Can you do, oh, there go the bellows.
Oh.
Can you do, like, a rock sound on this since it's a synthesizer?
Yeah.
So that's like a guitar jam. What do purists say about this?
This is the problem, actually. But we're almost done the mini war we've kind of had because, you know, the traditional accordion players and the purists, you know, said, oh, God, this is not an accordion, this is not an accordion. But what I've tried to tell all of them is look, the accordion is not going to be saved in its acoustic form. It's just not going to happen. It's going to continue to die. This can save it. By going throughout the world with this and re-energizing the image of the accordion and renewing it, then once it's cool and hip again, we can say, oh, by the way, this is the real accordion, and people will accept it. Where right now, if you bring out the acoustic accordion, they go, oh, the accordion.
And also, you know, it reminds you, it's of course like when Dylan, you know, went electric, you know, mm-hmm. everyone went nuts. But what do you think about Myron Florin, the Lawrence Welk accordionist, or Frank Yankovic, the polka king who won all those Grammys? Did the traditionalists inform you?
Well, I mean, I certainly love Myron Florin and all those guys. I know a lot of accordionists will tell you that they kind of ruined the image of the accordion, but, you know, it was just happened that way. They're certainly great accordion players.
And what makes a great accordion player? Is it speed? We watched your fingers just fly over the keys.
I'm more known, yes, for speed, but I mean, I actually like to play very slow, meaningful music in many ways more than the speed.
Let's hear a little of that sound. This is Laura from your CD Crosswinds with George Garzon on sax.
What makes a great accordion player is, without question, it's the bellows. You have to have good bellows control because so many people pick up the accordion. Oh, there's my grandmother's accordion. They go to play it. And the thing is, they know the piano. So they go, oh, I can play accordion. I'll figure out the bass. And they think they can play. And they're not realizing the entire instrument is the bellows because this is just a piano and this is another system.
Let's explain that. When you say this is just a piano, you mean the keyboard. And then you've got a synthesizer system on it. So there's all sorts of bells and whistles that you can plug in.
Right.
But you're still, what, feeding air in through the bellows to make the sound?
Right, the bellows control the volume.
Can you just open and close the bellows so we just hear them breathe there?
Yep, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the bellows makes it more forte, louder or softer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very sensitive, just like a real accordion.
So it's very physical.
Very physical, yes.
Yeah. You go to these international championships. We have quotes. We read quotes about you where people say in other countries a good jazz player like Pesatoro is king. You know, king in other countries, but here it's just slow. It's just slow catching on. I mean, you come back and you say, hey, I won the world championship. And
I couldn't get much media attention from it. I got on a national TV show in New Zealand, actually, while I was there. But I come here, it's like, ah.
You're going to stick with it, though.
Oh, yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
What would be making it for you?
Making it would be, I guess, if I was on a fame level of, you know, Eminem to Miley Cyrus to Britney Spears and Bruce Springsteen, something like that. And it's like, oh, yeah, Corey Pesadoro's coming to town. You know, let's go see him.
Well, like you said, he just bought an accordion.
He
needs a player.
Yes. there's a lot of bands. Madonna has one of these Rolands. A lot of bands out there are getting them. So.
Yeah. Well, and Corey Pesatoro is the best at playing it. His two CDs are Change in the Weather and Crosswinds. He has a whole bunch of YouTube postings that we'll link you to at our website, hearnow.org. Everything's included, including rap.
Rap? Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson? Can I just hear a little Michael Jackson? I know you have to change this.
Yeah, no, hold on. Oh, that's easy because that's this. What do I want to do here? Jane or something.
Okay. How about something beautiful to go out? Maybe an Astor Piazzolla tango or...